Drafts of Louisville Metro Council redistricting maps are making their way through some districts. As of yesterday, the maps have only been revealed at two public meetings. One of them was in Councilman Rick Blackwell's District 12. The other one was Monday night in Councilwoman Judy Green's District 1. These maps are not available online. In fact, they're nearly impossible to come by, which concerns some activists because there appear to be some major changes, at least in District 1. WFPL's Devin Katayama is covering the story. Devin, first of all, tell me about the meeting Monday with constituents in District 1.
Monday was an interesting meeting. It wasn't totally publicized. There were no District 1 bulletins that went out. There were no press releases that went out about the meeting. What happened was Judy Green's staff and her husband, James Green, called community leaders to a public a meeting, and they invited other council members. Rick Blackwell was the only one who attended, and he is the chair of the Ad Hoc Committee on Redistricting. At this meeting, James Green says that he was handed documents from Councilman Blackwell. The documents show that District 1, the African-American population, will be cut about 20% with the new proposal of the redistricting map. And that's compared to the last 10 years' census data.
So the map has been redrawn in such a way that it extends. I mean, we're kind of going on this trying to figure out what we're talking about, but I guess that it extends the district in a different direction and pushes out some of the current population from the district.
Right. It was very difficult I saw a copy of what was shown to the public, and you know, it looked like it was done by hand, and there are a couple circles around certain things. Okay. But there were some big pieces out of the district, such as the Chickasaw Park was cut out, the Shawnee Public Library, the Kroger on 28th and Broadway. So these were all areas that were cut out of the proposed map.
And the impact on the African American population in the district, voting population, is what?
It would drop from 71% to 52% with the new proposal.
Where did this information come from?
It's unclear at this point, but James Green says that Councilman Blackwell handed him the information, which means it would come from the ad hoc committee. However,
what has Blackwell said about this?
Calls to Blackwell's office were numerous calls, were not returned as of yet. And everybody else I've talked to who's in the ad hoc committee and other council members as well, they all refer me to Blackwell. So it seems like he's the key to actually confirming whether this data is accurate.
And you're still trying to get in touch with him?
I'm still trying to get in touch with him.
Okay.
People in the audience and the crowd and the people who attended this meeting were a little unclear where this data was coming from as well. They didn't know if this was something that James Green made himself or the staff made, you know, as a tool to just show what is possible. So that was a little unclear, but it does sound like there is some validity to it. We're just waiting for confirmation from Blackwell's office.
All right, so we'll let that part rest because I don't want to get too deep in the weeds in something we don't fully know.
Definitely.
But let's get to this question here in our remaining time about transparency. I mean, there are drafts. Some people have access to these drafts. I guess maybe I should ask you, as far as you know, who can see them at this point?
At this point, the people that have seen drafts, well, let's start here. The ad hoc redistricting committee said that they were going to pass out maps to each individual council member to let them know what's happening in their district. Everybody I've spoken to, and I've spoken to maybe about half of the offices, say that they haven't seen the maps. They haven't seen drafts of the maps. So at this point, the council members seem like they haven't seen drafts themselves. The public hasn't seen drafts either. And this was something that they were hoping, the ad hoc committee was hoping to get out to the public by late August. They were hoping to have these community meetings, which only two have actually happened, in various districts around Jefferson County.
And why have not more of these meetings taken place?
It seems to me that the meetings that I've been to, the ad hoc committee's meetings I've been to, it seems that they're delaying the process, not with any purpose. It's just taking them a long time to go through what they need to go through. In past meetings, they've said they're about 90% done with their redrawing process, but they say that last 10% is like, if you
sure,
follow football, it's like trying to get into the end zone and the red zone.
Okay, so if the process is delayed a little bit, that's probably all right in some sense. There has to be a point where this is going to be done. There's a deadline that approaches, and they probably should try to talk to the public about this beforehand. And everything's crunching together right now.
And that's
right?
what a lot of people are concerned about. They're concerned that they haven't seen versions of these maps. And there is only one more scheduled ad hoc redistricting committee meeting in late September, at which point they're hoping to have the versions finalized so that they can hand them over to the county attorney for review, because they need to be within certain parameters. So this is something that I think in the past two meetings, a lot of the public has not been coming out to make any comments, but they also haven't been seeing the maps. So my guess is that this next ad hoc redistricting committee meeting will see some people from the public come out.
And when is that?
That is September 19th.
19th. All right. Devin, thank you.
Sure.
It's a lot of work trying to track this thing down and figure it out, but I appreciate the work and, of course, appreciate the reporting as well. WFPL's Devin Katayama watching this story for us as we continue the coverage, looking at what the Metro Council is doing and its plans for redistricting. It's Here and Now at 1:40.